The first year, I'd say probably 700,000 sheep and 70 or 80,000 cattle. And in a static state, after operating a couple of years, we see it doing 1 million sheep and 110,000, 120,000 cattle a year.
So how do you arrive at those figures?
Just canvass the agents that are coming. They've supplied numbers that they think that they'll put through the yards. We've taken an average from all those numbers.
Where are you getting interest from agents? In what areas?
Well, obviously Yass, and then it goes to Goulburn, Crookwell, Mossvale, Braidwood, the Monero, Gundagai, Cootamundra, Young, Woorowa.
And what's the feedback from the agents about the location of a livestock selling centre in the Yass area and why there is a need for something like that?
They're all very excited about it. They all think it's a great location, and it is a good location because all the infrastructure on and off the freeway is already in place here, and we're at the junction of four major highways, and just the situation's a very good one.
So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because obviously these areas have their own sale yards at the moment, and so for them to take stock from those sale yards to come here would be a shift in how they do things within their community.
Yeah, it is. Most of those towns mentioned have council-owned yards. A lot of those yards are old, built 30, 40 years ago. They're not OHS compliant anymore. And we just see the success of other major selling centres combining and having bigger sales, attracting more numbers, attracting more buyers. For a lot of the producers, it'll actually be less transport cost, because currently the stock that are being sold in either Wagga or Carcor, both those places are further away nearly all the producers that will be sending stock into this complex here.
Do you foresee that there might be any hiccups in that sense? Like what could happen if the throughput numbers don't actually eventuate to what you're thinking?
I don't foresee any hiccups.
You're having a meeting with all of these agents this week just to run through the design of the yards. What are they looking like and what have you based your design on?
Well, on the sheep yards, we've based the design on Wagga because we've just been told that they are the best working set of yards in eastern Australia anyway. So probably the only improvement we've made to the Wagga type design is we're putting a shed over the yards here at Yass just for the comfort of the people and the livestock. And with the cattle yards, we've gone around and studied all the newer complexes and taken the best ideas from them. And I suppose the only thing that's different in both the sheep and cattle yards to most of the yards we've seen is we've got double the capacity of the selling pens in holding yards. That is, we've got selling capacity for 1,800 cattle, fat cattle, in the selling yards, but we'll have capacity for 3,600 cattle in the holding yards, which that'll enable us to repen cattle on big days. And the same with the sheep. It's 18,000 sheep in the selling pens and 40-odd thousand sheep in the holding yards.
In 10 years' time, what's your vision for this livestock selling centre? Where do you hope it's at?
In 10 years' time, I hope it's there's a lot of computer-type sales here where the stock are weighed, penned in B-double lots, and the processors can sit in their offices at their factories and bid on the cattle, and same with the lambs, sheep and lambs.